like Logan Mitchell on the other. On the line, your guards, Jacob Sanderson, Casey Kirkpatrick, tackles Ben Krieger and Caden Blashill, and your center would be Adam Scott. Starting for the Harbor Beach Pirates on offense, at quarterback, Michael Anderson Jr., 6 foot, 160 pound, also plays safety on defense. In the backfield, we of course have the Devins. If they're in the T formation, we have Devin Puff, number 7, number 29 to Devin Finkel, and number 42, Ethan Hessling. He would be a sophomore, 5'11", 190 pound running back and also linebacker on defense. On the front line, your center would be Kendall Gentner. Left guard, Jeff Oakley, Jacob Kirsch, right tackle, left tackle, Evan Smiglinski. And we have our other guards in here somewhere. Tight ends, Garrison Booms and Mason Yon. And that is for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Dave Hansen, initial thoughts here as Harbor Beach kicking off right to left across your radio.
Well, it is nice to be here without 50-mile-an-hour gusting winds the entire time like we were last time. So it's good to see. The field looks like it's in good shape. The lights are on and the stands are filling up, so I think it's going to be a really good football game. Two teams that are hungry for a league championship. Sandusky already claimed a share, but Harbor Beach wants a little of that action as well.
Deep back for the Sandusky Redskins, number 26, DeLauren Wedge, stands his own 5-yard line. At the 10-yard line, that would be Braxton Washi and number 21, Jack Sheridan. Kicking off for the Pirates, that would be Kendall Gentner. Big man there, kicks it down. High kick comes into the 15-yard line, and they go with their starburst run. It looks like it's in the hands of number 26 right up the middle. That would be DeLauren Wedge. She gets out across the 30-yard line down to about the 31-yard line where forward progress is stopped by number 13, Mason Yon on the Harbor Beach special teams. First and 10 for the Sandusky Redskins at their own 31-yard line, left to right across your radio.
Already the trickery begins as the kick comes up a little short, and the three playmakers of Sandusky run their own version of the wing tee on the kick return, and he gives it right away to the first back, 26, DeLorean Wedge, who's arguably their best playmaker. And he gives them pretty good field position, gets the ball out to the 31-yard line where the Sandusky Redskins will start the first drive of this game.
Under center, senior quarterback Trenton Lee. That's a change in this past few weeks here. Handoff right up the middle to Braxton Washi. Gets out to just shy of the 35-yard line. Going to be somewhere between that 34 and 35-yard line, depending on the spot. And they're going to mark him down right at the 34. Devin Finkel on the stop for Harbor Beach, starting middle linebacker for the Pirates after a 3-yard gain for Washi.
Pretty conservative play call to start the game. A dive right up the middle. They go right into the teeth of that Harbor Beach defense. Devin Finkel, amongst others, in on the tackle after the short gain on first down.
Second and 7 from the 34-yard line. Lee under center, three men backfield, handoff to number 21. Jack Sheridan around the left end. Gets across the 35 down to about the 38-yard line. Tackle made by Devin Finkel again for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Sets up a third down and manageable, about third and 3.
Devin Finkel, senior linebacker, going to see him on offense most of the time, but his role on defense is probably more important as he's going to be right in the middle of that defense. He's got to locate the football as fast as anybody else on that defense and try to track him down pretty successfully there on the first two drives, is just allowing short gains by Sandusky.
Ball sits between the 38 and 39-yard line. They need to get out to the 41 for a first down. Third and 3 is a handoff right up the middle to number 25. That would be Zach Franzel, a running back, linebacker, sophomore. He's going to be very close to that first down marker. Almost looks like he may be short. Devin Puff on the stop. He's a starting linebacker for this Pirate squad. And it's all going to come down to the spot here. Pretty healthy right at the 41-yard line. There's the signal, and it's first down for Sandusky, moving the chains left to right across your radio.
Wow, a healthy spot is putting an understatement there. I didn't think he was anywhere near that first down marker, but a pretty healthy spot. Get Sandusky their first down of the game. And this is just what the wing tee offense wants. 3 to 4 yards and a cloud of dust. Successful on that first series. We'll see if Harbor Beach can make a stop.
First down, 10 yards to go. For the Sandusky Redskins, now the 41-yard line in their own territory. Left or right across your radio, handoff to Braxton Washington. Hits a big defensive man at the 45-yard line after a 4-yard gain. Michael Anderson comes up to clean it up, and Devin Finkel started out that tackle and stopped Washington's tracks after a 4-yard gain. Second down and 6.
I think you got that right, Clark. Devin Finkel's the one that got the big hit with the help of Michael Anderson. But again, right away on first down, they get 4 yards, maybe even 5, depending on that spot. And Same run play each time. The last backer in the wing tee. This time you've seen the outside guys, DeLorean Wedge. You've seen Washi. Every play has been right around, right at that left tackle or right tackle, and giving that running back the option of kicking it out or turning it upfield. And each time so far, they've led with the two running backs. The third one followed that hole through and gone right up the middle. Haven't challenged Harbor Beach laterally yet.
Facing a second and four from the 45-yard line. Sandusky still in the huddle. 9:25 left in the first quarter. Second and six from their own 45-yard line. 0-0. Sandusky won the toss, elected to receive in this ball game. And now they're on their first drive, which started the 31-yard line, now all the way out to the 45 with one first down in their pocket. Coming out in that full house tee, Trenton Lee, senior quarterback for the Redskins. Three-man backfield. It's going to be a handoff to his third option coming around the side. Braxton Washi has the first down inside Harbor Beach territory. Finally brought down at the 45-yard line after a 10-yard gain. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling, linebacker for Harbor Beach. Move the chain, Sandusky into Harbor Beach territory.
We've seen Sandusky in week two against Ubley. That's where they had their most success. They'd run up the middle, get very little, and then kick it outside shortly after that. Almost like a chess match, setting up that defense to just get them to lean in a little bit, and then they hit you with that outside run and get a nice one there. A 10-yard gain by Washi. Harbor Beach, again, those linebackers, Hessling is another one, a young guy, got to locate that football and get out to the sideline and force him back upfield, but he had a lot of running room there, an easy 10 yards for Washi.
First and 10 from the Harbor Beach 45-yard line. Left right across the radio, Lee under center, hands it off to Jack Sheridan, goes through the middle down to about the 41-yard line for another 4-yard gain. Tackle made by Devin Finkel out of the linebacking core for Harbor Beach, second and six as it continues, 4 yards in a cloud of dust for Sandusky.
And Devin Finkel in on the action already. He's got three tackles on this series alone, but another nice gain to start this drive, another 4 yards or so, and that's exactly what Sandusky wants, wear down this defense, and it's only a matter of time they hope to break a big one.
Trenton Lee running all the way to the opposite sideline to get the call in from Craig Jacobson, six-year head coach for Sandusky, comes back into the huddle, now up to the front line. Your center tonight, that'd be number 54, Micah Brown, big man for Sandusky. Lee under center, handoff to Washi again, goes through, finds some running room, has the first down, and comes out to about the 34-yard line. It's a gain of 7 on the play. Tackle made by Michael Anderson out of the secondary, and right at the very end, a flag flies right with the tackle. This very well could be a face mask against Harbor Beach.
It sure could have been, Clark. Let's see what the call is.
Yep.
You're exactly right. Face mask on Harbor Beach. It looks like the 5-yard variety.
5-yard variety, so it's not a personal foul. It means they grabbed onto the face mask and released without yanking it after Michael Anderson brings him down. So another 5 yards after that, added on now at the 29-yard line. Ron Rubel, defensive coordinator for Harbor Beach, trying to come up with some sort of stop against the Sandusky offense.
Braxton Washi is a fun running back to watch. He's very patient. He took the one before around the outside, got 10 yards. This time, he's not afraid to hit the brakes and go right up the middle, right into where them linebackers are, Michael Anderson and company, and he runs right at him. He's fearless, and he runs very, very well, and his vision is outstanding.
Splitting the hash marks at the 29-yard line, tackle or handoff to Braxton Washi, and he's stopped after about a 2-yard gain out to the 28-yard line. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling, linebacker for Harbor Beach. Second down, 8 yards to go for the Sandusky Redskins. 6.5 to play in the first quarter. 0-0.
Ethan Hessling is going to get credit for that tackle, but the reason that play was unsuccessful for Sandusky is Evan Smiglinski at 6'2", or 6'6", 300-pound junior, stood his ground. He did not get moved, and when Washi tried to run in that area, he ran into him and bounced backwards and allowed Ethan Hessling to get around him and make that tackle. It's plays like that that Evan Smiglinski and others need to make on that Harbor Beach defense if they do want to slow down the Sandusky offense.
Second and 9 after a 1-yard gain on that last one from the 28-yard line. And we have a flag, and this one could be a false start against Disco Knight early in Harbor Beach against the Sandusky Redskins. They go from a 2nd and 9 down to a 2nd and 14, pushing them out to the 33-yard line where they'll try this 2nd down again. 6:16 left in the first quarter. Sandusky in their first drive, still 0-0.
This is what both offenses do not want to happen to them, and if you're the defense, you're thrilled. You get a short gain of 1 yard and then a 5-yard penalty. This is an opportunity now for the Harbor Beach defense to come up with a stop and force a punt, but most likely in this area it'll be four down territory. So if you're Sandusky, you need 14 yards in three plays. Harbor Beach's defense now with a chance to shine.